It is 6:41. It's Al and Mike and Mary in the morning.
And try a Tuesday with Al and Mike and Mary. A few weeks ago, we had cauliflower and lentil pasta from a company out in California called Cauliflower, C-A-L-I.
Mm-hmm.
And then
cauliflower,
like in the garden.
I gotcha.
Cauliflower. And they also sent us some cauliflower pizza crust. Now, these are ready-made. They're already put together. They come in the traditional Italian flavor. They also come with a jalapeno. And they sell a screen. So you put this round pizza shell on a screen, and you bake this in the oven.
Oh, so a special pan-ish kind of thing.
And then you can top it with your favorite toppings. Now, I'm going to be honest. This is all honest here. I didn't read the instructions because that's what Stacy people do. I figured, all right, I'm going to use it like a pizza crust. So when they arrived, I just used it fresh. And what I found first is, nope, that's not how you're supposed to do it. When you get them, you're supposed to put them right in the freezer.
Oh.
So that was my first mistake. Because as delicious as it was, it fell apart and it didn't hold up as a crust because I didn't freeze it.
Okay.
It was very hard to transfer to the pan. So then I learned and I read the instructions, but I didn't read all of the instructions. I only went halfway. So on my second attempt, I put the toppings on right away, but that's also not what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You're supposed to bake the crust first and then you can put toppings on. So I followed all the instructions perfectly this time.
Good job. Third time's the charm,
Mike. And last night,
I got faith.
I brought little samples to Ben, to Jake, to Carol, and they said,
"Oh, that's a tough room."
I'm very surprised at how much I like this. Yeah.
All right. How thick are we talking
it's
here?
It's not a thick crust.
No, it's very thin.
It's
because
thin
here's
crust.
The thing about using cauliflower as a crust: you got to keep it thin in order to get the texture right. If it gets too thick, it's like too much water in cauliflower, so it doesn't attain the pizza crust status that you're looking for.
And I feel
bread.
Like the crust, it suits itself to something like a margarita. So you want to use like some tomato, some basil, some fresh mozzarella, but you don't want to go really heavy with like a sauce and a traditional pizza topping. So that's my feeling. So I've prepared samples for all of us, Alea, our producer, is going to walk around with the tray.
So does the cheese help to hold it together?
I would not. It does hold together. It's not going to hold together as well as a regular crust.
So I'm going to say, first off, if you're thinking you're going to be having like pizza. Like
you're not going to grab a slice and hold it like a traditional pizza.
But if you need a little, if you have a hankering for pizza and you're trying not to
look at how pretty.
Do all those complex carbs, this might be a better
option. We have heirloom tomatoes. We've got fresh mozz.
I'm actually
going to
participate in this one because I'm intrigued by the whole thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to bite right into the microphone and have people squirm.
I think it tastes really good.
It is really good.
I really think it tastes wonderful. It just, you know, you can't expect it to hold up like a traditional pizza crust, but that's okay because I think it's delicious.
But if you're making like a tapas for a party, that kind of thing, it's a very interesting crust.
So when you order from them, what is the amount that you can purchase?
I think it's about a 9-inch pie, and you get two of them per box. They, like I said, they had the traditional Italian, and the only ingredients are just cauliflower, some cheese, I think it's mozzarella cheese, and then Italian herbs. That's all that's in there.
And they roll it out nice and thin for you.
They sure do.
That's okay.
And
like
it was 12 minutes in the oven, and then when you take that out, you let it cool for about 5-10 minutes, and then you just put your toppings on, and it's 2-3 minutes under the broiler. And
you could make
it
a Greek one with a little feta and olive, maybe a little peppercine.
I really like the flavor a lot.
Super good, Mike. Good choice. Good healthy choice, Mike.
Right, we'll get some photos up online for you and give you a little bit more information, too. It is 6:45 WRCH.